Big question for Jan Galvin, G-A-L-V as in Victor, I-N, April 5, 39, addresses a letter to Dr. Sarbe Pali for 193504. Copy to Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Brennan, P as in boy, R-E-N-N-A-N-P-A-C. Dear Mr. Brennan and Dr. Sarbe Pali, a consultation for Mr. Galvin with abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife. He has morbid obesity, but there has been weight loss from 360 down to 241 over a period of 2 years. Apparently, appetite is down, 3 small meals, no vomiting, dysphagia, some constipation or bleeding, some nocturnal incontinence, no cloudiness of blood, he still has his prostate, has edema, has been in the emergency room in July. Summertime, difficult to wear compressing stockings. In the winter time, he does it. Activity is restricted, multiple falls, uses a cane. Denies loss of consciousness or focal deficit. Negative workup emergency room for a stroke. Does not use oxygen. Has inhalers as needed. Denies sleep apnea. Denies chest pain palpitation. His dyspnea has been long-standing, but apparently worse. Some cough, for the most part dry, no sputum production, no hemoptysis. Isolated nose bleeding, not severe. Some sinus congestion, some sore throat. Denies skin rash, some bruises of the skin, chronic back pain, including hips. No anti-inflammatory agents. He's hard of hearing. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, remote history of coronary artery disease, apparently one stent. This was at Oregon, 20 years or longer. He's been told about congestive heart failure, prior pleural effusion, thoracentesis, no malignancy. In the past, have seen Dr. Obey, O-B-E-I-D, pulmonologist. He follows for monoclonal protein and non-significance with Dr. Akat, AKKAD locally, no diagnosis of multiple myeloma. He has peripheral vascular disease, denies TIS stroke seizures, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding. He was not aware of kidney problems. There has been prior, apparently, hyperfunctioning of the thyroid requiring iodine radiation. This was in Arizona as part of the VA. He was also exposed in the service to radiation in the 1960s, but no immediate damage at that time. Next paragraph. Procedures include apparently as a kidney stone causing obstruction requiring open surgery on the left-sided part of the kidney removed. This is 20 years or longer. When he was in California, not cancer, coronary artery stent, vasectomy, question, prostate surgery, lumbar surgery, right side rotator cuff repair, bilateral cataracts, prior polyps colonoscopy benign, prior part of the bone removed on the right side for lumbar surgery. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he used to smoke when he was in the service, not at the present time, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, present medications include allopurinol, aspirin, Coric, B12, Lasix, thyroid replacement, seraxilin, Pravacol, potassium over the counter, has not been able to take iron pills because of constipation. For his bladder, he takes alfuzosin, A-L-F-U-Z-O-S-I-N. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries. From August. There has been anemia fluctuating in 8 to 10, a normal white blood cell, off and on low platelet count, MCV in the lower 90s, a normal B12, ferritin in the low side, 30-60, saturation 12-16%. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a low albumin, normal total protein, liver function test not elevated. Creatinine has progressively risen, July 1.8, 1.9, 2.2, 2.6, 3, 2.59, and now 1.53. Stool sample negative for blood. There is new and progressive albumin in the urine. It was in the lower hundreds, 2020, presently 1,282. Has not reached, however, nephrotic range level. Prior PTH elevated, around 97, pro-BNP in the 3,000-4,000, during a visit emergency room in July, times 2, there is a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. It shows that he has an enlargement of the heart with moderate pericardial effusion, moderate coronary artery calcifications. An area of the right lower lung with consolidation or atelectasis. Trace pleural effusion on the right side. Liver was considered normal, incidental gallbladder stones without obstruction, spleen is not large. Kidneys reported as no obstruction, no stones, no urinary retention. Prostate, however, is large. There is calcification abdominal aorta. Incidental 3 centimeters left-sided thyroid nodule. A repeat CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis a few days later, also in the emergency room. Similar findings. The last echo I found in our system is 2019. At that time, ejection fraction was 50%. Left ventricle was considered dilated. There were regional wall motion abnormalities, anterior lateral apical. Right ventricle was considered normal. Grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. the stress testing for 2019, abnormal in terms of moderate size inferior wall scar. The ejection fraction at that time was 48. There was no evidence of ischemia. He sees cardiology Dr. Mander in Greenville, August of this year, ejection fraction 43%, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, severe enlargement of the left atrium, right ventricle considered normal. Moderate pericardial effusion, inferior vena cava was considered normal. A nuclear medicine scan, September 11. Ejection fraction low at 46%. There were areas of ischemia. They are talking about doing a cardiac cath. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease appears progression, probably related to underlying cardiovascular disease. No documented obstruction or urinary retention. No symptoms of uremia encephalopathy. Cardiology workup is in progress. The pericardial effusion without tamponade. The abnormal stress testing suggestive of coronary artery disease. The low ejection fraction. Concerned about the progressive weight loss. During my physical exam here, blood pressure was 142/48 on the right, 140/50 on the left. He wears glasses, normal pupils, normal speech, question dementia, bilateral carotid bruise, minor JBD, no palpable thyroid, lymph nodes, regular reading with premature beats, distant breath sounds, distant heart tones, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver spleen, 4 plus edema below the knees. He needs to continue salt fluid restriction, continue pressing double diuretics, continue pressing beta blockers, given his coronary artery disease, cholesterol management, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. I'm not going to oppose on the cardiac cath. They understand, however, there is always a risk of IV contrast exposure as well as potential cholesterol emboli. We will monitor chemistries on a regular basis. We'll see him back on the next few months. End of dictation.